Iceland now has...
Would you like fives?
Iceland now has seven times more tourists than locals. Its tourism numbers are almost up at our level. The Icelandic government will consider a nature tax on tourists to preserve the country's raw beauty. So a conversation familiar to us, and its popularity has been greatly assisted by those eerie landscapes it has, appearing on Game of Thrones and Star Wars movies. And what I infer from the story is that New Zealand needs another big movie made at some stage that will show off its scenery, because sooner or later The Hobbit will wear off, won't it?
We need one with actual scenery, not CGI. Iceland has been beating us by 1 point in the polls on everything for the last year. So Iceland, bring it on.
Except governance, Jeremy.
That's right.
Not good government.
Do you think people think logically about going to a country for that very spectacular kind of scenery, which is usually in the middle of nowhere? I mean, how much of the real scenery do you meaningfully see unless you're tramping?
But that's entirely our policy on tourism.
Yeah,
to get people here.
Yeah. But I mean, is your bus stopping long enough for you to peer over the edge of the Grand Canyon and say, oh, that's nice, and get back? And that's the point, really, I suppose. Mm. We sell our countries, plural, on the basis of it. I wonder how many people actually see the hidden beauty. Some do.
Some do, and it's a memory, isn't it? They can remember being there, and they may not be able to remember the hidden beauty, but they remember being there and the link to The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings or whatever.
Yeah. The world's most visited countries. Which country is number one, do you think?
USA?
France.
1 point to Mr. Vile. France. Yeah, France is the world's most visited country. I didn't know that. 82 million. United States, 76.
Wow.
Yeah. Spain is third. How would you feel if this starts? I'm just asking you some little questions before 5 o'clock. How will you feel if this starts to happen here? The Courier Australia Post apparently hasn't been making you sign for a delivery anymore. It asks to take a photo of you with the parcel to prove it's been delivered. Australia Post maintains the photo need not have you in it. Just the parcel on your doorstep will do, but customers around the country are reporting they've definitely been asked to be in the picture. Would you mind picking up the parcel and holding it up? Is the whole idea of a photo okay, or is that a bit iffy? How would you feel about
that? I'd hate that. No, I mean, I like it when they ask me to sign and they go, what's your first name? And I say, Jeremy, and they go, that'll do.
Yeah.
I quite like that. That's sort of casual enough for me to go, sure, I'll just sign for that.
That is the New Zealand way.
But a photo, no.
No, not a photo. And I'm left-handed, so the signing on the electronic thing is always difficult.
Oh, it's a problem.
It's a problem.
Yeah, right.
When you rent a car, that's a real problem.